Mornings. 10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
It's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers, the show where you can find help and hope with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. And with me, we have on the boards today is Vaughn. Hi, Vaughn. How are you today?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So he's in his room, I'm in my room. I'm kind of solo in my room, and he's solo in his room doing our social distancing. But you know how that goes. That's what we got to do these days. So I'm so glad that you tuned in today. First thing I want to do is I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Robin in Tampa. We have April in St. Pete. And we have Ramona in Ohio. Also want to tell you, if you've heard of any price gouging, you can go to 866-9-NO-SCAM. So 866-9-SCAM. So who do we have on the line?
Hey, Linda, it's Becky from Assisting Hands Home Care.
Hey, honey, how are you today?
I am having a lovely day. I'm sitting here all staying safe and home, watching the bees outside my window.
Oh, are the bees busy?
They are. The girls stayed in for a little bit while it was thunderstorming, but the weather has already passed through us out here at the beach. And they are back busy going out collecting some nectar and some pollen, and they're going to make us some honey.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. That sounds good. So I want to talk to you a little bit about today. You know, this is the first time we've been on the phone together on the show.
I know. I usually get to see you. I actually have you up on my computer screen with Facebook Live muted.
Well,
so I can
good.
See your pretty face.
It's so different, isn't it? The whole connection kind of thing. So this is the last week with my cast. I get my cast off on Tuesday. So I'm very excited
awesome.
About that.
Oh, that's going to feel so good.
Yeah,
Linda.
That's going to be really good. Really good. So you must have some challenging times going on right now with your caregivers and their loved ones. And I want to talk about that a little bit because I've seen some challenges going on, but I've seen some really good stuff happening too.
Oh my gosh, there have been so many things. So we were blessed, and being an entrepreneur, I jumped on things early with this and was able to source materials from various places around the country and internationally, actually.
So cool.
And the outpouring of assistance, a big shout out to Mary Pasco and Elaine Buckland, and I know there are a couple of your listeners who had made fabric masks for my caregivers.
Wow.
Which was just amazing. So when we at first had trouble getting the loose-fitting surgical masks, they helped us out. We have now been very blessed to be able to find those surgical masks. So all of our caregivers have masks now to wear, but in a backup or when they're out shopping or they're out with
right.
With family or things, they have their fabric masks to wear, which has been just absolutely fabulous. So seeing the community outpouring and support has just been phenomenal.
Yeah, when you see that every day, you see on Facebook, somebody else is making a mask, they're making a different kind of mask, and they're just messages, if you need masks, let us know, and it's really fabulous. And this morning I saw in the news, you know, they're just giving out food to people, and it's really kind of cool. And you know, even though we're 6 feet apart, neighbors are talking.
Yeah.
You know, I got to meet new people in my neighborhood because they're always at work. I never saw them before.
We're getting to know more people in the neighborhood, too. We were out gardening the other evening, and people, you know, came and they complimented things in the garden and asked what we were growing. And it was just fun to be out talking to neighbors.
Yeah. So, I really think there's going to be some really good things coming out of all of this today, too.
Right,
I think it's really bringing people to basics.
It is, and it's making people, I think, realize how special their families are.
Yeah.
I have a phenomenal family I work with that we take care of, mom and dad, who are 94 and 90 years old. They live in an assisted living, and this is a phenomenal family. It didn't take COVID-19 to make them realize how special their parents are, mm-hmm. By any stretch of the imagination. But we have been able to make really cool connections with their extended family. So they made the investment of getting an iPad for mom and dad because they knew they weren't going to be able to go in and see mom and dad on a regular right. basis anymore. So they got the iPad. As this was all starting, we taught them how to FaceTime our caregivers there with them. And you know what they're doing now, Linda? They have great-grandchildren who are toddler age. And wow. they are doing story time at least once a week with their great-grandchildren. I don't think they would have done it
no.
had it not been for COVID-19.
Right.
And now and those great-grandkids are getting to know them. Yes. In addition, the wife of the couple is a retired linguist. So she knows like four other foreign languages.
Yeah.
So she's teaching one of her great-grandchildren, who's a little bit older, different languages. My caregivers are making flashcards with her, and it's keeping her busy because she has some dementia, mm-hmm. and so there's a little bit of agitation going on there, but it's giving us something to do with her to make these little flashcards.
Right.
And she can remember all the languages,
That's so cool.
We're mailing the flashcards off to the other family member, and then virtually via FaceTime, we're having language lessons.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. Yeah,
so tell me, what do I see? I see you going around town with cards. Tell me about that.
So.
Because you know I love the cards.
I know you do. You're the one that got me hooked on send out cards. But card giving goes back to a long time ago.
Yeah, tell your story. I love this story. I just read it the other day.
I blogged about it the other day. If you go out to assistanthands.com /Pinellas and go to my blog, you can read my story. But in short, my mom has always been a card nut. And from when I was a little girl, we used to go to Minnie's Hallmark in Dayton, Ohio. And that was one of our things we did on Fridays. And I loved going into the Hallmark store. And later on, when I grew up and I went off to college and got my first part-time job, where do you think it was? It was in a Hallmark store. Lo and behold, I went off to business school, did some other things. And what do you think my first business is that I bought? I bought a Hallmark store, and it was Becky's Hallmark out on Madeira Beach. My husband and I ran that for a number of years and just loved the opportunity to get with people and help them pick out their cards.
We'd have
the little old ladies or little old men that couldn't see too well, and they'd ask us to read their cards to them and help out pick out that, you know, special get well card
yeah.
or birthday card. And so cards are so special to me. So what I did was I joined with one of our family members who worked in the past, Elaine Buckland, and she is a card-making nut. And I say that in great love because she knows she is. And she does scrapbooking and makes cards. And so Elaine put together about 200, almost 300 cards now for us.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have people that are taking the cards that she's made look pretty, and they're adding sentiments to them and signing them. So my girls, Sarah and Annie, took like 150 of them. And I
wow.
took those out to Art and Courts in Seminole for Easter. And we gave those to Donna, and she made sure that they got to residence.
That's so cool.
So just a little something to make people happy.
Well, it makes you happy, too.
It did.
You know, it's a win-win all the way. We need
right.
We need as much distraction from this terrible virus as we can have.
Absolutely. We have to still be productive, and it's something that I believe in caregiving, we have to stay purposeful, and we have to keep our family members and our clients that we take care of. They need to be purposeful. So even some of our clients, we've been talking about, you know, do you want to make cards? Do you want to do something? Do you want to send a card off to family members or friends?
Yeah.
Because they need to have something to do right now, too.
And you know what's cool, too? I bought, around the holidays, I bought a couple of those digital frames. So
yeah.
I got one for my stepmother, Heidi. I got one for my husband. Well, all day long, I can send them pictures. So if you have a loved one in a community, you could send them a digital frame, and then you could be sending them different pictures every single day if you want.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so simple and it's so easy to do and it's really, you know, reasonable. But yeah, so that's something else to think about. Yeah.
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 So Becky, talk to me a little bit too about Angel the cat is still at my house.
Oh, she's so cute.
Oh my goodness.
Cute. Yeah, so we had partnered up before this whole COVID thing started with a company called Joy for All, and they make animatronic pets. So they make a cat and they make a dog. The cat comes in four different colors. And the dog is a cute little golden retriever pup with a cute little red kerchief on his neck. And the cool thing about these pets react to what you do. So if you talk, they turn their head towards you. If you pet them, they purr.
Well, I did that Tuesday tip, and did you see? She was like on cue every moment.
Oh my gosh, she was so on cue. You couldn't have done any better than that, Linda.
Oh my goodness.
So they're amazing, and we have a special on our webpage right now if people are interested in them. If you go to our assistinghands.com/Pinellas website and go down under services, you'll see Joy for All Pets. And we have a coupon code on there. It's ASSIST10 will get you 10% off.
That's such a great what a great gift for somebody, yeah. You know. And somebody that saw it on Facebook sent me a message and she said, I would like to buy one, but I don't need it. I would like to donate it somewhere. Do you know anywhere, Linda? I'm like, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not to worry. So I thought, absolutely. How nice is that? So somebody would think about doing that.
Right. Really cool. I gave one to a couple right before the COVID thing was all kind of rearing its ugly head. And they adopted her and named her Sandy because she's the color of sand and she looks like Sanibel, and it reminded them of their trips to Sanibel.
Oh, that's cool.
So they're taking good care of Sandy for me right now.
That's good. So what's the last thing you want to say to my caregivers today, honey?
I just want to say, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help. I think right now, and you say this all the time, Linda, even in this time of social distancing and trying to keep safe, it's okay to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
There are safe ways of doing it. We're still doing intakes. We do them a little bit differently now. We can do them virtually. We can send our documents electronically. And we can still provide that in-home assistance. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask your neighbor to go get your groceries for you.
Yeah.
Or to help in some way. So.
Or if you're that neighbor, just get some extra groceries. Community. Or if you're that neighbor,
exactly.
Just get some extra groceries and just leave it by your neighbor's front door and ring the bell and run. And they'll be like, oh, my goodness.
Or just pick a flower for him. I picked a flower for you today, Linda. I didn't get a chance to deliver it, but I sent you a picture.
Thank you.
And it's off my beautiful gardenia tree. And I picked it and I put it in a little vase and I sent it to you. So that's my little love for you.
Thank you. All right. We'll chat soon. I'm so glad you could call in today, honey.
Love you a bunch, sweetie. Thanks so much.
Have a delicious day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. She's the bomb, that Becky Moultrie. So we have our other caller in. Is it Debbie?
It is.
How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing really well. You know, surprisingly enough, like we were talking about, you and Becky were just saying about the virus. You know, there are some things that I think, as we've talked, that have will come out of this differently. And we're kind of doing some of that stuff together, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's been so. All right, so Debbie, for you people that don't know Debbie, introduce yourself just for the people that don't know you.
I sure will. My name is Debbie Self-Savage. I'm up here in Citrus County, and I have a company called Coping with Dementia, and we educate folks on dementia, primarily the caregivers. We become a link for them to understand what's actually happening to their loved one and how they can better really interact with them in this journey of dementia. So we give them a better understanding of what is actually happening, why the behaviors are happening, and to kind of give them some support. We do that with talks that are no longer happening right now. We do that with any kind of seminars, conferences, speaking engagements, any way we can connect with someone. And then I do have support groups every month. I do two support groups on either side of the county every month. So we're really trying to empower the caregivers if they do want to stay at home with their loved one, to have a better understanding for support resources out there for both them as the caregiver and for their loved one.
Yeah, and it's been so... Go ahead.
And sometimes they both need a break from each other.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the times they do. So Debbie and I have known each other for a few years, and she was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about this, and we decided to do some online support groups together. We're both doing some separately. We're both doing some together. And I think it's been fabulous, don't you?
I am getting some really good feedback. You know, in this time of isolation, we haven't had any visual contact with anyone.
Right.
And I'm really surprised that, and like you, we've experienced on the ones that we've co-hosted, that they're thanking us.
Yeah.
They're thanking us for doing this, and we're doing it for ourselves because we're missing that interaction. And I think it's worked really well. We haven't had more than, I think, the largest group we had was about 11.
Yeah, which is perfect.
We've had folks as far as Canada and Washington State and Ohio, but we've connected some people in their surrounding neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But maybe after this, they will have another connection of someone that they didn't know before this.
Exactly. You know, it's been very interesting. Even this week, I was on a networking call with an organization called Authentic Networker, and there were 120 people on this call. So they broke us up into, you know, like rooms of five. And first you had to tell, they gave you a question to answer, one of five questions, something personal, because they wanted to know about you first. And then you talked a little bit about your business, and then you switched to another room. But by the time I got off the call, I met 10 new people from across the United States that I never would have met before.
I know.
And caregivers are everywhere. Really? So everybody said, oh my goodness, that's what you do? You know?
Yeah, we have actually learned a couple of things from our caregivers about some new technology and tracking that I didn't know about. Of course, we can't know of everything, so it's really great when we can connect with other people to help us learn, and we learn from the caregivers. So they kind of feel empowered that they gave this information. I connect them with somebody else.
Yep.
And they shared that information, so they kind of feel what Becky was saying, purposeful.
Yes.
You know, in this time of not having enough resources that are open, of course, like respite, and you had mentioned at one of the support groups that you had someone that was taking care of his mom and worked 5 days a week at landscaping, and she went to respite, and that's no longer an option. And I think we were kind of worried about our jobs. We, I think, take pride in offering and having resources for people. And we were worried that what's going to happen because we don't have that option of providing them resources, but just us being able to connect with them was what they wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
because
it's really been something that has really provided me with, I'm still doing something.
It surprised me. It actually surprised me. I didn't think.
Yeah, it did me too.
Yeah, because I thought, oh, it's not the same as being in person and everything. But I guess, you know, because like when I talk on the telephone, I'll be perfectly honest, I can get very distracted. But you know what I mean? But at least this, you're on a screen, you're face to face, and you're seeing somebody. So it's a different kind of conversation.
It sure is.
So
we haven't had a lot of over talk.
Right.
It's been great, and they've actually been helping each other.
Right. I love when that happens.
It has really, really surprised me. And as we've talked, that there's a possibility that we may together offer this as another option. for caregivers after this. And like Becky was saying, there's some things that we never would have considered unless this virus was part of our journey right now.
I mean, I've had caregivers that listen to the radio show that have contacted me in the past and said to me, Linda, the nearest support group to me is an hour and 45 minutes. That's not happening.
Right.
Well, now she could go in her den.
Right. Or their bathroom. We've seen somebody.
Exactly. Yes. We had somebody hiding in the bathroom the other day.
And one of ours is in her laundry room.
Exactly. It's very interesting. Then you get to check out people's washer and dryers and everything else.
It was really a real, like you said, a real surprise, and that they were thanking us, and the thought of doing this as another added resource for those folks that really truly can't get out.
Right.
This is an option that is very user friendly. We found out because we're not too technically savvy.
Yeah.
So this has really been proven to be something that is very user-friendly on both sides, for both the host and for the participant. I had someone call in on one of the groups, and that worked very well.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Saw their phone. So there's lots of options. One of my caregivers that was very stressed, I told her about it. She had her neighbor come over, help her hook up, and then she took her husband and had a cup of coffee while she could sit in her room and vent. She was emotional, but that was what I think both you and Becky were saying, that there are some times in the past that we didn't know who was our neighbors, and now there's a clear understanding of what might be happening in my home, my four walls, that I could really use your help.
All right, honey, don't go away. We're going to hear from our sponsors. Don't go away. We got a whole bunch more to talk about.
Okay.
Are you
I'll
looking
be right
for
here.
Compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
That's right. And when somebody asks if they can help you, say thank you very much. So, Debbie, I'm just, you know, some people are making some comments here on Facebook, and somebody told me about a new page. Well, I'm going to have to look into it, and it says, Adopt a Resident in Assisted Living.
Oh.
Interesting.
I'll have to look at that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a lot of things that are happening for those folks in assisted livings and nursing homes. But I think when we thought about doing what we're doing here is that there hasn't been a lot of focus on those ones that are actually in the home, what is considered now really 24/7 with their loved ones.
Right.
And that's a really tough situation because they definitely don't have anybody coming in and out of the house. They don't have somebody checking on them, and they don't have the opportunities to have someone do a game with them, with their loved ones. It's all up to them right now. So I think when we decided to do this, those are the people that we wanted to touch.
Yeah. But then, you know, they all need a break. You know, you talk to somebody who's now, mom can't go to adult daycare, so mom's home now, and now the two kids are home, and I got to homeschool the two kids, too.
That's
crazy. My daughter called me the other day on the phone crying, and she said, I just want the kids to go to school, and I just want to go to work. Yeah, no, you and a few other moms.
Yeah,
but
I mean, and for most of the people living with dementia, that's a whole lot of stimulation.
Yeah,
they're not used to.
Right, and once again, put off their routine is not the same.
No, and it's not the same for us either. And I know that when I come in contact with folks living with dementia, they can be very loving and affectionate and to say, no, you can't do this, or wear a mask. And we hear from the caregivers in these support groups now that they don't want to wear a mask. They take the mask off. They want to talk to people. People don't want to be around them.
Right.
So it's really kind of misunderstanding for them about what's happening. It's really tough, you know, and then in our area, one of the newspapers have gone to 2 days a week.
So yeah, here too.
We heard from one of the caregivers that her husband's routine was sitting down and reading the paper. And she was all messed up because now he didn't have that routine. He didn't understand why.
Wow.
So some of the suggestions, because the Tampa Bay Times has done that, we kind of said to her, what if you kind of recycle the papers a little bit?
Yeah.
And maybe go and get a Chronicle when you're out or something like that, another paper, and have them as a backup.
Right.
And bring them in the house. And she let us know in a week that it was working, that he was calmer in the morning because he had that physical paper.
Yeah.
It didn't necessarily. And I said, we don't want to necessarily tell you that we want to fool him, but maybe he may not recognize the date or remember what he has actually read day after day, but switch it up and see what happens. And she was, that little suggestion was such a relief for her.
Yeah, because all we want him to do is not be agitated.
Yeah.
Just not be agitated. I don't care if it's the same news 5 days in a row. I don't care if he doesn't understand it. I just don't want him to be agitated. I want to keep his routine the best I can. And it's not lying to somebody. It's compassion.
Yeah.
It's
and
compassion.
It really worked out. Some of them have been sharing the adult coloring pages about how it's really worked with her husband. And so now that the paper worked, she said, well, maybe I will try that.
Right.
I said, there's nothing to lose. What's happening is they're going to feed off of your anxiety or your feelings. So whatever you can give them that will ease that, and like you said, not have a bad morning or a bad day, helps both of them.
Exactly. It's a two-way street, because when your loved one is not agitated, you're not agitated.
Yeah.
You know, and many times we think, and I love you, caregivers. You know how much I love you people out there. But sometimes we think we're doing such a great job, but we're really agitated. And we may have that little smile on our face, but your loved one can still tell that you're agitated.
Right.
And I think that's something that caregivers have to admit. And it's hard to admit, because we want to be doing the best job always.
Exactly. And what we have seen in the support groups is that they can close the door for a little short time and they can grieve.
Right.
And then be refreshed and feel okay that they can do it again after being in those, because we've offered those Zoom support groups. So I really feel like we're still participating and contributing at the same time.
And I think we get to reach more people. And so, you know, you just said something about grieving. Let's talk a little bit about that. I think that's something that...
You know, I think that is something that is very misunderstood in this process of dementia. You know, I can clearly tell anybody that I'm a widow now, because Albert is physically not here.
Mm-hmm.
But I lived with caring for him in this journey of dementia for 6 years. And every time a person that's living with this disease loses an ability or repeats or can't get dressed or doesn't know what the toothbrush is or the toothpaste or whatever it might be, there's a grief that the caregiver goes through. It's a loss. And grief definition is a loss of any kind.
Right.
And I think that that's something that is not addressed, because they think that they only have to address that when the person is physically not here.
Well, have so many times over the years, people have come into a support group and I'll say to the woman, do you realize you're grieving? And she said, what? And I said, you're grieving the loss of what you thought your retirement was going to be. You're grieving a loss of mobility. And she goes, well, I think if you can acknowledge that, it could be a little better.
Yes. And it's, you know, grief is a loss of what's never going to be.
Right.
And that's a pretty broad statement. So I'm never going to be the same wife or the same daughter or the same son. Whatever that loss is very, very prevalent, and it isn't looked at enough. And when you say it in that way, it gives them permission to feel that way.
Yeah.
And that's really a good thing. But it's okay to have, you know, caregivers are very tough on themselves, and it is really okay to have that really tough day. But as we're talking, you kind of have to separate where you have that good day and bad day.
Right.
And that really bad day can't be in front of your person. That's where these groups become very acceptable. When you're having that bad day, this is fine. Where you need to have.
Right. Right. Or that's the time that you do call your friend, or you do go for that walk, or you do lock yourself in the bathroom for a while.
I think you had mentioned in one of yours when we were co-hosting that someone goes in and knits.
Yeah, she knits. When things
bathroom.
Get very overwhelming for her, she figures the only time people really don't bother her is when she's in the bathroom, which I guess that's lucky because that doesn't work for everybody. No, it doesn't. But she said she just goes in there. She stays in there like 15, 20 minutes. She gets lost in her knitting. And then she said, and I can feel my breathing rhythm come back.
Right.
You know,
we have talked to, a lot of caregivers. And, you know, you just mentioned something about breathing.
Yeah.
Sometimes our knee-jerk reaction is not necessarily the best course of action. And if we can just take that moment to take a breath,
mm-hmm.
we may have better outcomes that will prove itself to be a better day. But it still doesn't, I don't want you to misunderstand me, that it still doesn't discount what you're feeling, and you do have to address that. But unfortunately, it can't be addressed in the same way that we are used to doing, and we have to do something different. So finding that resource and finding that person that you can go over and just take a breath and say, I just need to sit for just a second.
You know what, caregivers, and maybe when your friend keeps asking you what they can do and you don't know what to say and you can't think of what they can do, maybe you say, Can you just be open for me when I need a vent session?
Right.
Can it be all right if I just call you, or because now you can't really come over? But, you know, can I count on you for something like that? Because some people will love to hear you vent and they're good with it, and other people aren't good with it. And that's something
no,
to have
right
that little
that.
Conversation if you can.
It was funny that this one girl, one caregiver that got on the talk Thursday, she was just so grateful that her neighbor was willing to help her get on this Zoom meeting because she didn't know how to do it. She was so excited, and she was elated that she got to see people and that her friend helped her. And that made both of them feel so wonderful. And we hope that, you know, she'll come back. Because it worked out well. She got something from it. She got to be a little emotional. But as we all know, we're past 30 days of being confined with absolutely the only resources that our caregivers are experiencing are the ones that are in these four walls.
Right. Right.
And
but, you know, there was a point there, too, let me just for a second to say, you know, so the caregiver felt good and her neighbor, her friend felt good, and the person that she was caring for got to see somebody else.
Yes, yes.
There's a big point there, too, we have to remember.
Yeah, and it was a very short time, so everybody could do it.
Right.
Everybody could do it. The neighbor could feel purposeful that I'll take Mike over or Sam or Joe and we'll just have a cup of coffee. How about it? Well, sure, I'll go with you.
Yeah.
It just worked out, and it makes you feel that you're still contributing, because there's my partner and I, Ed Youngblood, just feel a loss of being connected to be able to help these folks and provide them with the information. So having the support group is working really well. And last Wednesday, you lost power.
Yeah. And you never know. But everything works out fine in the end. You know, you just keep rolling with it and rolling with it.
And they kept talking. And then finally they were kind of like, well, where did Linda go?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I'm like Houdini.
But it was, it's really been very gratifying to do this and to partner up with you to do one co-hosting. I think it's really worked well because there's different people in the group that maybe they don't necessarily agree or like what I'm saying, but they really connect with what you're saying. So,
I think it's a good partnership. I think we work well together. I think we bounce off good, and we have the same philosophy, which is the most important.
But, and you know, it is. The caregivers are, we're talking about heroes that are out there, and I don't want to ever discount the healthcare heroes and the first responders. But right now, the caregivers that are going through this journey of dementia with their loved ones are really true heroes, and the lack of resources that they have available to them is gut-wrenching for me. There's almost a part of me that's grateful that I'm not doing it right now.
Right.
But they're true heroes for the 24/7, and they need to be congratulated for that.
Yes.
And just take one day as it comes, and you go to the next, because who would have thought on March 9th we'd still be here on April 18th.
Right. Right.
So they have been doing a good job.
All right, sweetheart, don't go away. We have to hear from our fabulous partners, and we'll be back in a little bit, so don't go away.
Okay.
All right, tune in to Connecting Caregivers Radio in a couple seconds.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
We're going to do it today.
So, you know, I hear those horns. It just breaks my heart because it means Lynn's not here with me. She's not here to tell you about the greatest events that are going on. But there's two things I want to tell you about besides, you know, my support groups that are going on and Debbie's. You can find out about those. But also, Kate McCarty is doing some Zoom memory cafes. And if you're interested in that, you can call 727-492-3050. Arden Courts in Palm Harbor is also doing some online support groups. So I think the best thing is just to call them because they have to give you a whole bunch of code numbers and stuff like that. If you need emotional support in the Tampa Bay area, there's a number you can call, 727-524-4464, extension 1001 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Maybe you just need somebody to talk to. So that's 727-524-4464, extension 1001. And one last thing I want to say, you hear about a lot of concerts that are going on and home things that are people doing, but there's a big concert on that's going to be on television tonight. And the hosts are Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Stephen Colbert. And the stars that are going to be on this show, from Alanis Morissette to Elton John to the Rolling Stones to Keith Urban to Lady Gaga, and all the proceeds are going to go to support the healthcare workers and the frontline workers and the World Health Organization. Because I really think many of us being isolated in our homes are not really able to relate to what those people are going through, those people that have to work at the hospitals, the EMT workers and everything. It is so stressful. It is so difficult. They can't see their own families. So check into that tonight, and if you can donate, that would be wonderful. Okay, Debbie, what's the last thing we think we need to tell our people today?
Well, you know, we can't tell them to just hang in there. They'll, you know, because that's...
I don't want anybody hanging in there anyway.
Exactly. But I really think that if they're stressed and looking for support, we're offering between the two of us four different options for Zoom, and we can always add more.
Exactly.
To get in touch with you at lindaburhans.com. There's my email at deb@coping.today. We'd love to have you join us. And connect with us. If you need to connect with me, you know, get a hold of Linda. We have all of the Zoom meetings lined up through mid-May, and we look forward to having you there. We can't give you a hug. We can't console you the way that we're used to doing, but we can be there to support you, and that's what I think that the both of us want to do, is to support the caregiver in this time and to understand that you will have some rough days, and that is okay.
Mm-hmm. I will guarantee, though, if they join us, they'll have a laugh. That's
they
one
sure
thing I
will.
Can guarantee.
Because you've been talking about your cast coming off, and when we're talking about this isolation and how scary it is, I've never had any issues with teeth hurting, and I now have a cracked tooth.
Oh, goodness.
And to go into a dentist office on an emergency is very scary because you're the only one there. So I will be having an emergency extraction of my tooth on Monday, and I'm not feeling real cool about that because, you know, you feel as though you're the only one there, which is true, and you can't see the eyes of this person that's doing anything. So there's so many things that are changing on so many different levels.
But I think dentists are always extra clean anyway. You know, every time you go in the dentist, this new instruments come out of the packages and everything.
Yeah.
So I think if you have to go somewhere, I may even rather go there than the hospital.
Well, that's for sure, too. But, you know, the last thing for us is I'm glad that we connected to be able to do these groups and offer what we can. And hopefully these will be long-lasting relationships as we move forward. And, you know, I've said this before when people ask me, how can you continue to talk every day about dementia? Well, you know, if I didn't do this every day, I never would have met the people that I have met.
Yeah.
It's because of dementia. So I feel very grateful for that. And
that's what you do, you know, and dementia is here every day. And it's you know, yesterday I stopped by my chiropractor because I'm going to get my cast off on Tuesday. So and my chiropractor, also the physical therapist is there, and I'm going to need physical therapy. So I just stopped by to say, you know, I'm going to be coming for physical therapy. And I was chatting with him. We were 6 feet away and chatting. And he goes, Linda, you can't stand still, can you? And I was like, I haven't been out of the house in a month. You know, it was crazy.
I know it. And you want to, you know, you want, I saw someone in the grocery store and my first instinct was to put my arms out. And she just put her hand towards her heart and said, I'm sorry, it's really hard for all of us, but.
That are huggers.
It's a very different, I want, you know, when these caregivers get a little bit nervous about tuning in and seeing different people, these different people are exciting, I know, for me, and probably Linda, because they bring different things to the table.
Yeah.
And they're asking for different kinds of resources, and they're meeting each other who are very close in the area that could be some long-lasting friends for a while.
And you know what?
To help them through.
When you realize, I didn't realize this till I was in my older years, we're all exactly the same. We are exactly the same. We want to be loved. We want our health. We want our roof over the head. We may have different interests or hobbies. And when you realize that and you're just open to people, the connections are so easy.
Oh, it's been this disease of dementia, when I was introduced 5 years after I was married to Albert,
mm-hmm.
was probably one of the worst things that you could ever go through. But it has proved to be one of the most gratifying and really broadening careers that I've ever had.
Yeah.
So I really am grateful for this. And I've met a lot of outstanding people that I've learned from, because
me too.
You know, when you come up with some of these ideas, we would like to take credit for all of them, but we can't. It is coming from the people that we're in contact with,
exactly.
And that we, like you just said, are open to listening.
We have our caregivers, and then we have our Teeper Snows, and then we have our Kate McCarty's. We have like some brilliant people that are all over the place, and they just teach me, and I just pass it on. I'm just the vessel.
That's it. And this is what happened. You know, Ed and I were talking, you know, several times that we have the best job ever, because we can meet people and say, what can you do for people living with dementia?
Mm-hmm.
And then we start to brainstorm. So not only does it help me with my resources, they consider something that they never considered before.
Exactly.
So it's really a village is definitely something that we need for this disease. And I hope that between you and I, we're part of the village that will help them.
Yes, we are. But it's time for us to leave for today. So thanks so much.
I'm so sorry.
I'll talk to you Wednesday night.
I certainly hope I can.
I hope so, too. I'll be sending all healing energy your way on Monday.
And I will be on you for Tuesday. So
okay,
thanks for having me, Linda.
All right. Have a delicious day.
You too.
Thank you, caregivers. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I know how precious your time is. I think maybe you have a little more time now that you're in the house all the time, but I'm happy you're here. Please go to Connecting Caregivers Radio, lindaberhans.com, and nominate a caregiver for the caregiver contest, because we have some really good things. I look forward to you being here again next week. As always, remember that God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call.